The Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry have just released two new transcripts of depositions from key witnesses, and there is news. And some of that news is that U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, said efforts to pressure Ukraine kept getting more insidious as time went on, and he's changed his testimony to say U.S. military aid was contingent on Ukraine conducting investigations into Democrats. Let's get the latest from Washington Post White House reporter Tolu Olorunipa. Tolu, Gordon Sondland is a political appointee. He was a big donor to Trump's inauguration, and he was the one who wrote that text to Ambassador William Taylor, who was raising questions about what was going on with Trump asking for help going after a political rival from Ukraine. And he said in the text, let's not talk about this on the phone, or let's not talk about it by text anymore. Let's talk on the phone. Tell us more about what we learned today about Sondland's testimony.
Yes, out of all the text messages that came out last month, Sondland was the only one that the president could hold on to and say, this is exonerating for me. The text message said that the president is not in looking for a quid pro quo from Ukraine. Now it seems that Sondland has completely reversed himself and said that he remembers, he's refreshed his memory since he first testified, and he does believe that a quid pro quo was on the table in which the aid that had been appropriated by Congress for Ukraine was being held back by the White House in exchange for political investigations into 2016, into the company that had employed Vice President Joe Biden's son. And it's very clear from this new revised testimony that Sondland is adding his name to the list of people who have said there was a quid pro quo. There was this inappropriate exchange in which the president was trying to get political investigations by a foreign government to help him in the 2020 election. And he was using military aid as leverage over this government. So it's going to be very difficult for the White House to contradict this this testimony that is from a Trump appointee, from someone who they had pointed to in the past and said, look at this text message that's very exonerating for the president. Now it seems like Sondland is basically reversing himself on that and saying that there was a quid pro quo and the president was using military aid as a leverage to try to get political dirt on his enemies.
And the reason he would revise his testimony is because he was testifying under oath and he was one of the earlier people to testify and then was contradicted by some of the others who testified under oath afterwards.
That's exactly right. There's been a lot of criticism from Republicans that Democrats are holding all of these hearings behind closed doors. But now you sort of see why they're doing that. If you want everyone to tell the truth, you don't let them know what the other witnesses have said, and then you see what they say. And once you present them with new information, maybe they have a new memory or they don't want to be caught saying something that was untrue under oath, so they have to come back and revise. But it's important that these witnesses not be able to shape their testimony around what other people have said, and especially for people who are linked with the Trump administration in some way, who may feel somewhat beholden to the Trump administration. This strategy by the Democrats has tried to force everyone to be as forthcoming and as forthright as possible, because if someone else testifies to something that you're not able to hear that is in contradiction to what you've said, it makes you look like you were being misleading. And it seems like in the case of Sondland, he did not want to be put in that situation. So he revised his testimony to now line up with what several other witnesses have said, which is that there was this quid pro quo.
Have you learned anything from the other transcript that the Democrats released today from the former Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker?
Yes, Volker's testimony does add to the context that, from what we already know about this entire scheme, which is that the president's shadow foreign policy that was run by Rudy Giuliani was highly upsetting to people who were running the official foreign policy of the U.S., including Ambassador Volker and other U.S. State Department officials who were wondering why Rudy Giuliani was being empowered by the president to pursue political dirt on the president's political opponents and going to foreign governments and trying to push for them to open up investigations. So we see from this testimony that Volker was concerned about this, that he took some of those concerns to several people within the State Department, including the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And he was basically told that you have to deal with this situation. This is what the president wants, even though everyone seemed to think that it was not a good idea to have a shadow foreign policy run by the president's personal lawyer for political gain. Everyone basically saw that the president wanted this to happen, and they were not willing to stand up to the president. And President Trump was very unhappy with Ukraine, and he was using Rudy Giuliani, his personal lawyer, as his essential envoy to the country, saying that all government activity should be run through Rudy Giuliani rather than through the president and the State Department.
Just very briefly, does all of this make the White House nervous?
It definitely does, because one of their key witnesses that was supposed to be on their team, supposed to provide exonerating evidence for the president, actually is now providing incriminating evidence mm-hmm. for the president. And they have no idea what's happening behind closed doors. They are learning about a lot of this as we are, and it's put them on their back foot. They haven't been able to put up a consistent narrative to counter what the Democrats have put up so mm-hmm. far. So they are nervous for that reason.
Tolu Olorunipa, White House reporter at The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you.